Hello and welcome to a podcast about podcasting. Today I'm going to answer some of your questions as they relate to podcasting, hopefully get you started on your walking tour assignment. So, the first question that we have here is, what is a podcast? Is it a genre like an essay? A podcast is a little tricky to define, basically because a lot of different people have tried to define it. Some of the people that have tried to define it also aren't podcasters. To give you a little bit of history, podcasting started in the early 2000s as a technology. It was a new way to record audio and then disseminate that audio in an episode format to a lot of different people. Really got popular when iTunes became popular, because iTunes was one of the first services or pieces of software that allowed users to track and download podcasts really easily. That's when I started listening to podcasts, because it was super, all you had to do was follow a podcast, iTunes would automatically check for new episodes, download it, load it straight onto your iPod. Of course, that's like back in the days of the iPod. Podcasts generally have been defined through that technology, and then also through a genre. Podcasting is also a kind of audio work that's becoming increasingly recognizable and also a lot more stable, so that we actually can look into ways to define it. The main genre features are that podcasts usually happen more than once, though not necessarily. They're usually disseminated once a week or more. Most popular podcasters, I would say, probably put out content once a week. They are entirely done through audio and spoken word. Some podcasts use music entirely, so some podcasts are just basically music mixes that are done by different kind of DJs. A lot of them involve interviews with other people, and it's usually an episodic format, so podcasts don't usually have one episode, but sometimes they do. The question number two is, how long are they? Most podcasts that I've listened to are somewhere on the order of an hour long. Some are longer than that, some are shorter, but for the most part, I'd say an hour. And again, these are just kind of genre classifications, so that's not necessarily how long the podcast is that you'll be recording for class, nor should it be. Like, an hour would be a lot of content to produce for a student, but most podcasts are around an hour. There are lots of people, this is one interesting way that professors use these. A lot of professors record their classes and then release the class meetings as a podcast, so that if somebody misses class, they can listen really easily to a podcast of it, like on their phone or something like that, and kind of catch up with the content. Number three, what's so special and unique about podcasts? That's actually a really good question. So podcasting was a really big, important phenomenon when it debuted, because it basically presented just kind of normal, average people that didn't have a lot of background with audio or music production or anything like that to produce something and then have it disseminated really widely. So a lot of this was forming alongside really early proto-YouTube. So at the time, for like students now, it's like big deal. You can record something and people listen to it. YouTube allows you to do that really easily with video. When podcasting started, recording video and uploading it was still like really kind of complicated, especially on the kind of internet connections that existed. So podcasting was a lot more feasible. But podcasting has evolved past then to include all kinds of really interesting things that video doesn't do. And I think that's significant, because a lot of people say, like, what's so important about a podcast? Now we have like YouTube, so you can just record a video. So the podcast, you just have audio. With video, you have video and audio. So what's the strength of a podcast? Podcasting allows you to do really interesting stuff that video doesn't necessarily allow you to do. So like when people walk around campus and they have like earphones in, they're not watching YouTube videos, mostly because they would be smashing into things and it would be really cumbersome. We can't really like watch video and then do other stuff. Podcasting has kind of eked its way out in the media landscape as this system that allows us to consume media in ways that we aren't really always able to do with something like video. So podcasts work great to listen to like on the way to work. A lot of people use podcasting when they commute, because you can hear about stuff that's a little bit maybe more interesting than like listening to the same pop hits over and over again. I listen to podcasts that are made by people in my field, in my profession, so that I can actually like kind of learn stuff on the way to work. Can't really do that with video. There are podcasts about all kinds of stuff too. So there are podcasts, I mean, literally whatever you're interested in, there's a podcast about it. So a lot of people will like download just a big list of them, and then listen to them like while they exercise, for instance, or like go on a jog or something like that. So podcasts still have a really important place in our media landscape. They might not be one that you're familiar with, but there are tons of people that listen to and make podcasts, and a lot of them are very popular. There are podcasters that make a living off of their podcasts, and they make enough money to actually survive. So in a way, they're sort of related. You could think of them like YouTubers, but it's still like kind of a unique, cool genre that people are doing special stuff with. Number four, how are podcasts different than writing? This is kind of tricky. Scripting is often involved in podcasting because obviously you don't just want to record like rando ramblings for an hour or two, right? You want to have some type of a goal. And you could think of this rhetorically, like you want to have some type of a persuasive goal to make your audience want to listen to it and engage with it. So podcasts often have those kinds of features and many similar features of pieces of writing, but then it's different because we're working with audio and we're not necessarily working with words. There is a lot of crossover though. So like in podcasting, you're really working with your voice. And writing teachers, like I'm sure you've heard your teachers talk about voice. Find your voice, write in your voice. In podcasting, it's a little bit easier to find your voice because you're actually speaking words into a microphone as opposed to writing them down. So there's some crossover, but there are some added dimensions. So like one is ambient sound and other is the sound of things that are going on in the podcast. So like if you are on location somewhere recording audio, you're actually going to be able to hear stuff that's going on around you. And that could work to your advantage persuasively if you want those sounds to factor into what you're making. Additionally, those, if you have more than one person in your podcast, then voice is actually kind of cool and it starts working in ways that's really interesting. So like in pieces of writing, we often just quote stuff, but in a podcast, those quotes are people talking to each other. So it takes on a much more dynamic role than writing. So I'm going to do here number 5.1, which is, do I have to record it all at the same time? No, actually, I am resuming this recording about 24 hours later in my home office, I guess. I sometimes call it a recording studio, though it's not. One of the cool things about podcasting is that you can work with it over time. So much in the same way as we as writing teachers want you to produce like a rough draft before moving on to produce like a final copy, you should be thinking about podcasting in some of the same terms. So yes, you should record it as many times as you possibly can, and also leave some time for you to practice. So record a couple of minutes of something here and there just to make sure that it works and makes sense. Number six, should the script be read or simply used as a reference? This is a little difficult. When I started podcasting, I was heavily scripted because when you're sitting there and you're like recording something, all of a sudden, like your mind kind of tends to go blank, or at least that happened to me. So when I started, I had to really heavily script what I was doing. The more I did it and the more I practiced, the easier it became to just kind of start talking. So I would recommend using your script, but then don't shy away from improvisation and kind of like capitalizing on those moments of like something really cool is happening. Don't be like, no, we have to stop because it's not in the script. Let that happen. Number seven is, how should I organize the layout? I think you would organize the layout of the podcast in a way that makes sense rhetorically for the project that you're working on. So you guys, I think, are doing the walking tour, and several other instructors are doing the walking tour. Even if you're not, if you're doing some other assignment, I would organize it the way that the assignment should be organized. So in a way that's logical and makes sense. Number eight, how should I start it and end it? Almost universally, podcasts are started and ended with music. So one of the resources that you have available is a tutorial that I've recorded and put up on the Digital Writing Studio website, and that shows you how to put music in the beginning, the end, and use it for transitions. Number nine, should it be serious or fun? I think it should be fun. I don't know. I'm a nerd, so I think writing is fun, and I think working with media is fun. I think you should try as much as you possibly can to make it be fun. Try to make your schoolwork fun. It's ridiculous. You shouldn't be spending this much money to be miserable all the time. Number 10, what's the hardest thing about podcasting? I have a list of those. Number one has to be listening to your own voice. No one likes the sound of their voice. A very small number of people like the way that they sound in recorded audio. Just because when you're hearing your voice naturally,
you're basically hearing it filtered through all kinds of different stuff, your body, namely. So when you're hearing it sort of disembodied and recorded, it tends to sound a little weird. So that's really hard for people at first. You get used to it over time. And also take solace in the fact that no one likes the way that they sound on the radio, even people who like make a living on the radio. So don't worry about that too much. Another thing that's really hard is that podcasting can be spontaneous, right? So you're trying to capture something that's going on around you. That means that a plane could fly by or like something could explode. You never really know what's going to happen. So in terms of an essay, I can know that if I have 2 hours to work on this essay, that I could at least get a little bit of writing done. In terms of recording audio for a podcast, that might not be true. You might spend a lot of time recording and then find out that not all of your recording is actually useful. Or you might have made some error on your input device and actually captured nothing. So the spontaneous nature of it is what makes it cool, but also makes it kind of hard. Segment number 2 is going to be questions that are specifically geared toward the walking tour. I've looked over the assignment sheet for this assignment, and I've also done several walking tours. So I want to qualify this by saying I'm not an expert. So I've done several walking tours. That hardly means that I'm an expert on walking tours. I'm also not an expert on this assignment. I've never done it before. So if you have questions, ask your instructor. They're the people that will ultimately be able to help with this. These are just my 2 cents, which you should think are extremely unreliable and not maybe the best thing for you to trust. This should, though, help you a little bit. How do I select the stops? What kinds of details should I have in the stops, and how do I make this appealing to my audience? The walking tours that I've done have been organized in a way that makes sense. So when you're actually going through the tour, you don't have to stop and like do any kind of weird movement or double back or like circle around. They're set up in a way that makes it really easy on the audience. They also strive to make it interesting for the audience. So if like your walking tour is like, hello, my name is Peter, this is a kind of cool place sometimes. If your tour's like that, no one's really going to care, right? You need to get excited and you need to kind of demonstrate that this is an interesting walking tour. The way that I would suggest you work on this, and this is kind of a great way to think about the rhetorical dimensions of anything. Let's say your friend from like Moscow was coming in town on like Thanksgiving weekend and you were actually leaving town. You're going somewhere else. And this person's like, oh, damn it. I really wanted you to show me around school. Think of that as like the prompt for your walking tour. Like you're trying to show a friend something that they are interested in seeing. So naturally you want to select the coolest possible things that you want to show. The details should be relevant and interesting. Don't go overboard. If somebody's really interested in one part of the walking tour, they're obviously going to personally spend more time doing it. That doesn't mean that you have to like record a whole bunch about it. Just make it appealing to your audience by making it interesting. Like make this something that you would want to do. Part 3 is technical concerns. These are the scariest ones. These are the ones that people spend the most time talking about. And I have to confess to you that this is the least interesting stuff to talk about in terms of podcasting or working with media, mainly because they're not as scary as they're made out to be. Number 1, do I need to know about audio engineering, technology, crazy complicated internet stuff to do this? Absolutely not. Podcasting is so popular because it's one of the most accessible forms of media making. Working with audio is a lot easier than working with video, which is another reason why so many people podcast. Working with video can kind of be a pain sometimes. Working with audio is a lot simpler because you're only dealing with one dimension. When you're working with video, you're dealing with video and audio. Working with audio, just dealing with audio. So you don't have to have any kind of background. You could have never done this before. The first podcast that I did, I think it took me like an hour to edit, and that was like a 20-minute podcast. So like once you do it, once you start playing around with the editor, it's going to be really easy. Number 2, is there an app for this? There are tons of apps for this. If you have access to a PC, a Mac, or a Linux computer, I'm going to recommend that you use a program called Audacity. That's what I'm recording into right now, and that's what I use to edit. It's free, it's used by professional audio engineers, and it's also just really simple. It's pretty straightforward to use. So there's a tutorial on the Digital Writing Studio website that I think your instructor is going to show you, where I show you how to make a podcast in Audacity. So you should be able to just use that and then follow my prompts and have more than enough content to work off of. There are also just tons of apps on phones, iPads, whatever you have, that allow you to do basic audio editing. GarageBand is one of those. So if you have like a Mac Apple product, GarageBand's probably already loaded onto that. So easy enough to find an app that will let you do that. If you're on Android, there are tons. Question number three, how is sound like voiceover and music added? In one of these audio editors, you're basically going to be working with a system of tracks. So one track is going to be your audio, your recording, and all you have to do is overlay another track on top of it, which is actually really easy to do. And again, something that I show in the tutorial, and also something that's covered in a really wide range of like YouTube tutorials. So if you're working in an app that you're unfamiliar with, just spend a little bit of time in YouTube. People make tutorials for a living on YouTube, so there's going to be something there. Number four, equipment. You will notice in this very podcast, a difference in the sound from the beginning and the end. That's because in the beginning, I was recording on my cell phone, which doesn't sound amazing, but it's definitely serviceable. It's plenty enough to record on. So, and I have a terrible cell phone. So if you have like any kind of like iPhone or something like that, your audio is probably going to sound a lot better. And right now I'm recording on a microphone that was about $35 and that's it. It's not really anything fancy and I'm just recording it into my PC. The main difference that you're hearing right now is the location. So the first part of this, I was podcasting in my car, which I don't recommend that you do. You should be focused on the road, but I'm a terrible person, so I don't do that. The second part of this is I'm in my home office. So it's basically just a room that's closed off from all the noise. Subsequently, you can't hear any background noise. That's going to be an issue that you have to worry about. So record in several different locations and try to get a sense for how that background noise sounds. A little bit of it is perfectly acceptable. Obviously, the first part of this podcast, you could hear me talking, so it wasn't interfering with the message of the podcast. But if it was like, if you're trying to do this in like Graham Center at like noon, that's not really going to work. That actually leads us into number five. Can this contain some background noise? That's going to be something that you need to test out a little bit. So a little while ago, I was talking about what are the differences between writing and podcasting. One is going to be that you need to take the fact that this is like kind of improvised into account, because wherever you're recording, like a marching band could walk through or something like that. So get a sense of how your locations sound before you record it, and make sure to give yourself time so that if you do a recording session and it just doesn't work, like the marching band shows up, that you have a little bit of time to think about ways that you can change your recording session. Those rhetorical concerns of like how you want your project to end up, make sure to build some time. Part four is what I want to call final considerations. Just a couple of things that weren't listed in the questions or were that I just want to emphasize for you guys going forward. So the first is to have fun. This should be a fun assignment, and working with audio is never a strike against you. That's something that a lot of employers are really interested in their employees knowing, because most people make commercials on YouTube now, and most commercials on YouTube need to be dubbed over, and this is one of the ways that you would do it. So have fun with it and think of this as a really good learning opportunity. Number two, save yourself time. That's probably one of the biggest things that I could say moving forward. I've done media work with students before that have treated it like essay work, which is like, I can just hurry up and do this the night before. You need to have enough time to record and do some sampling before you really like move through your main recording. You need to be ready, and you need to do everything that you can to like minimize the chance that this is going to be a catastrophic failure. And that's something that like in an essay, you can always just go back and kind of change later. If you don't have really good source input, you're never really going to have enough content to like finish out the assignment. Number three is don't be afraid of software. You guys know how to use software. I know that. Don't treat this as anything different than what you normally do. So like when you get a new app and start playing around with it, play around and experiment. Like that's the way that you're going to learn how to work with these audio editors really well. And just don't be afraid of them. Just kind of dive in and mess around with it. And again, just have fun. This should be a really cool assignment and you should learn a lot from it.